From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, Spanish police shot and killed four suspected terrorists in Cambrils, a resort city south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13, injuring 100. Police in Spain's Catalonia region, of which Barcelona is the capital, have not said whether those killed in Cambrils were tied to the Barcelona attack, but they describe the incident there as a possible terrorist attack. They are warning people in the seaside city to stay indoors. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy calls the van attack jihadist terrorism. Here in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Our consulates in Barcelona and our entire Mission Spain team are currently assisting Americans in Spain who are affected by these events. We ask U.S. citizens in the area to let your loved ones know you are safe. Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. Top U.S. general says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan ground commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comments come from General Joe Dumford a day after a U.S. soldier was killed and another American and Afghan troops injured during a military operation against the Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are saying the United States remains unwavering in its commitment to Asian allies in the wake of threats from North Korea, while indicating diplomacy has to be backed by a strong military consequence. In the U.S.-Japan defense and diplomatic talks on Thursday, American Defense Chief Jim Mattis said Washington would take immediate and specific actions to take down any missile launched by North Korea towards its territory of the U.S. and its allies.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response. Our two nations will demonstrate the strength of our alliance by continuing those bilateral activities and by enhancing cooperation with the Republic of Korea. We call on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocation and threats. Such a path is not in its own best interest, nor in the best interest of any other nation.
North Korea has repeatedly threatened to target Japan, which plays host to around 54,000 U.S. military personnel, as well as South Korea and the United States with its missiles. A rift between President Trump and his own political party, the Republicans, has widened as he publicly criticized two Republican senators and another senator from his party who questioned the president's stability and competence. It is part of a political firestorm Mr. Trump is dealing with this week after he shifted his stance on who was responsible for Saturday's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, stemming from a protest organized by white nationalist groups. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
In his feisty exchange with reporters at Trump Tower, the president insisted that both sides were to blame for the violence and the Charlottesville protests.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have, you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent.
Trump's comments were denounced by Democrats and by several Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who argued on Twitter that white supremacy is repulsive. There can be no moral ambiguity. On Monday, Trump denounced racist hate groups after he came under tremendous pressure to revise an earlier statement on Saturday that condemned the violence on many sides. The president finds himself under fire at a time when his approval rating has dropped below 40% in many polls. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And you can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.